Sport on RT Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Damien O'Mara is here. Well, we won.
Yes, we did. An eventful night to reflect upon in soccer, to say the least. More in a minute on the under-21s who missed out on qualification for next year's European Championships. But as alluded to there, the senior men last night beating Armenia 3-2 to finish their UEFA Nations League campaign. A John Egan header saw Ireland open the scoring in the 18th minute. An absolutely phenomenal strike then from distance from Michael Obafemi. Doubled the lead in the 52nd minute. It looked to have Ireland comfortably on course for victory, but there was time for drama. Armenia scoring twice inside 3 minutes to level the game by the 73rd minute. Ireland then awarded a penalty in second half stoppage time, Robbie Brady scoring to secure the win. Elsewhere in that group last night, Ukraine and Scotland played out a scoreless draw. It means Scotland topped the group to secure promotion to League A. Ukraine now second ahead of Ireland. We will hear from Stephen Kenny in the next hour on what was a night probably best remembered for that standout goal from man of the match, Obafemi.
Obafemi going to try a shot for the edge of the area. Oh, that'll get people dancing here. Michael Obafemi scores his second goal for Ireland.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Similar to the Scotland goal. What's that, my second goal outside the box here? Well, don't mind it.
You obviously enjoy playing into the Lansdowne Road end of the ground, so.
I don't want to say they're more welcoming. That'll be a bit harsh, but nah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just feel like that's my end at the moment. Obviously, I don't want to jinx it, but it's just going in every time I shoot there. So.
Well, it was a smashing strike. It gave us a 2-0 lead, and we looked so comfortable at that point. And what do you think went wrong? Obviously, we got the win in the end,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's just lack of concentration. I feel like it started from me, to be honest. A few sloppy touches. Sometimes these things happen in football, but obviously, we're still a young team, and we need to learn from these things. And if we really want to push on. We're scoring goals. It's not a matter of we're not scoring goals. I just feel like it's sometimes key moments that's just not going our way. I feel like we're going in the right direction. We've got young players playing well. And we just got to keep doing that.
Elsewhere in the Nations League last night, Northern Ireland beaten 3-1 by Greece in League C Group 2. They only avoid having to now drop into a relegation playoff as a result of Cyprus losing by 5-1 against Kosovo, who then finish at bottom of the table, Cyprus do, on goal difference. The Republic of Ireland under-21s were beaten on penalties by Israel. They've missed out on what would have been an historic first appearance at a major tournament. The sides went into last night's second leg in Tel Aviv level 1-1 after last week's game in Tala. Last night's game scoreless after extra time. Israel going on to win 3-1 on penalties. Tariq Wright, Evan Ferguson and Dawson Devoy all having what have to be described as very poor penalties saved. In Gaelic games, the prospect of a referee strike in Wexford has been averted after a meeting in the county last night. It follows the alleged assault of an official during a football match last weekend. The Wexford County Board has directed that all clubs in the county hold workshops focusing on conduct towards match officials. They are also to propose the removal of the current 96-week maximum term of suspension for the verbal or physical threat to an official to facilitate stronger punishment. That will include the possible expulsion from the association. RT Sport understands that €35 million is to be allocated to sports clubs as part of Budget 2023 as a once-off measure to help counteract the rising energy costs. The figure is expected to be confirmed at a briefing later on this morning and will be used for facilities such as clubhouses, floodlights and other such facilities. An additional €8 million was yesterday allocated to the overall funding of sport, roughly half of which will be used towards planning and preparation for the Paris 2024 Olympics and Paralympics. LIV golfers Phil Mickelson and Ian Poulter are amongst four further players who have withdrawn from a lawsuit filed against the PGA Tour. The pair were amongst 11 who had sought to challenge measures imposed upon them when they joined the Saudi-backed Breakaway Tour. And there's racing at home today, which includes the inaugural Barney Curley Charity Cup at Bellewstown. The card there away from 2 o'clock. Sports updates available as always on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.